Southern California shooter has ties to the communist regime's United Front work. The suspect, who killed one and injured five at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, is believed to have acted out of political hatred. The Orange County Sheriff's Department announced that the shooting of 68-year-old David Wenwei Cho was a politically motivated hate incident. Sheriff Don Barnes said that the suspect was upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan. Barnes also indicated that the suspect, who was not a regular attendee and had no known ties or affiliation with the church, secured the doors within the church with chains and tried to disable the locks with superglue before he opened fire. The shooter has been charged with one felony count of murder and five felony counts of attempted murder, according to the Sheriff's Department. Ties to the CCP's United Front work. Cho, a native Taiwanese, has close ties to the China Council for the Promotion of Peaceful National Reunification, a subordinate of Beijing's United Front Work Department. On April 2, 2019, the CCPPR Las Vegas chapter was established with Cho as one of the directors. Cho made a presentation with a banner calling for the eradication of pro-independence demons on that day, Radio Free Asia reported. CCPPR was founded by the Chinese Communist Party in 1988 in Deng Xiaoping's era. Its primary mission, as stated on its website, is fighting against separatist movements such as the so-called Taiwan independence, even though CCP never ruled Taiwan. CCPPR has at least 200 chapters in 90 countries, including 33 chapters in the United States registered under somewhat different names, but carrying the same slogan of peaceful reunification, according to a 2018 report by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. A 2018 Jamestown Foundation report also indicated that CCPPR, the CCP's UFWD in action abroad, has served to mobilize overseas Chinese communities in support of CCP's policies. In a 2020 press release by then-Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he clearly stated that the UFWD is the CCP organ tasked with co-opting and neutralizing threats to the party's rule and spreading its influence and propaganda overseas. The CCP regards this party apparatus as a magic weapon to advance Beijing's policies. The state also identified the CCPPR as a foreign mission of the CCP under the U.S. Foreign Missions Act. Upon Cho being charged with murder, the CCPPR Las Vegas chapter president Gu Yan immediately clarified that Cho had departed from the local chapter in the second half of 2019. An old report containing a photo of Cho on the chapter's founding day was no longer available on its website. When questioned about the suspect's political hatred associated with the political tensions between the Chinese mainland and Taiwan, CCP Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin defined the incident as an immigrant and domestic gun violence issue on U.S. soil. There are heroes. According to Barnes, Dr. John Ching charged the suspect and attempted to disarm him before he was fatally wounded, buying time for other witnesses to subdue the shooter. Barnes said, "Without the actions of Dr. Ching, it is no doubt that there will be numerous additional victims in this crime." Taiwan's official representative in LA, Louis M. Huang, condemned the act of hate and violence, expressed his condolence to the families of the victims, and said assistance to the victims' families is already on the way. He told the Chinese edition of the Epoch Times that whether in Taiwan or abroad, most Taiwanese are compatible with each other and care for each other, respect each other, rule of law is what's shared in Taiwan, Huang said. Many Taiwanese commentators also described the incident as indiscriminate killing of Taiwanese civilians, a result of the ideological war of hate and crime the CCP has spread around the world. The Taiwanese president Tsai Ing-wen also gave her sincere condolences on the death of Dr. John Cheng and her hopes for a prompt recovery for those injured in the shooting at the Irvine Taiwanese Presbyterian Church in California. She posted on Twitter, "Violence is never the answer."